Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
You are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
Basketball, give it, give it.
Another shot. DiVincenzo for three in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Here's Maxey into the front court with two. Maxey got a shoot. It gives it to Embiid. Three-pointer at the horn. No good. The Knicks win to go up 2-0 against the Philadelphia 76ers.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds. 3 seconds left. Jumper Murray. Got it at the horn. Denver bounce the comeback. 20 points down! They win game number two! 101-99 is the final!
And now, here to complain about the officials in yet another sport, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us on what has become, after some morning showers,
a
beautiful spring day.
Pretty darn nice.
I even went for the long sleeve T-shirt. I was wearing a jacket this morning.
Are you regretting the long sleeve shirt?
Fancy britches jacket because I had a speaking engagement.
I was talking to peoples.
I was talking to the fine folks at the Plaza Breakfast Club.
Nice.
And it was at the Mission Hills Country Club. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that. Wouldn't we be on the plans? No, I actually know how. They gave me the details.
It's a nice old room that has the... I think I've done an event at that place. It's right there on the corner.
Sorry.
It's white building.
Thought it was my story.
Sorry, I'm going to say that. It's the same place. That place is amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful country club and beautiful clubhouse and everything. Yes, fantastic. Great people. A lot of fun. Huge fans of yours.
Ah.
No, I'm talking to Adam.
Oh.
Sorry.
I
said, love that Adam Dravetta. More Adam.
He's such a card. Did they say he was a card?
Card was the word, yeah. Card. No, it was a great time. So thanks for all the folks there who had me out. Met people that, were fans of Nebraska. Certainly all the locals, but a very passionate Nebraska fan and passionate about the stadium issue and the Chiefs, gambling and sports. We talked about a lot of things. So it was a lot of fun. Great bacon, can I also say?
Oh, dude.
You know, I give the club credit. Nice sausage, too. Had a nice, link sausage, a couple slices of bacon, scrambled eggs, toast, some breakfast potatoes, and fruit. Plus fresh squeezed juice. So love to the country club there, but also love to the group that had me down there. It was awesome. Really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Thanks to Jim who invited me down and spoke to many people. And I'd start rattling names, but stunningly, not only would I forget many, I'd screw up the other half. So I won't do it. But Jim was very kind to ask me down there, and it was great and great talking with everybody. And, you know, you and I say this all the time, Kansas City's a special place.
It is.
And Kansas City's important to Kansas City people. And so it's always fun. We're fortunate to be able to work in this town and get to talk about the issues in sports with people that care about Kansas City sports. So good times this morning. And they were patient with my voice. So as you can tell, I continue to battle.
Yep.
But a gentleman a couple times handed me a glass of water. But the one time the guy goes, here, fatty. I thought that was, you know.
I realize it's not gravy, but drink it anyway.
Here you go, tubby. Finish this glass of water and I'll get you a gravy boat.
Here, have some heavy whipping cream.
Said no one. Said no one. It was, you know. It was great. So, all right.
Warm water and honey.
So, point being, when I got ready to come in, I'm like, I'm going to put on the long sleeve T-shirt because it feels a little chilly.
Yep.
Sun came out. It's not chilly.
A little different. Thankfully, we have the one room in the building you can actually control the temperature, yeah. And we crank that bad boy down to about 50.
Yeah, so the sleeves will come in handy. Tim Grunhard's going to be with us in the 3 o'clock hour in studio.
How about that?
That's
the return.
My God.
We haven't seen Tim in person in
20 years.
Will
he walk across the pond?
He might.
On his way? Because this is one of the great miracles.
Yes.
Grunhard, in studio. Does he know where he's going? Did you send him directions? Adam, does he remember where he's going?
A lot of hits to the head. Consider that.
He's not getting any younger. It's been, 9 months since he was in the building?
It's been at least.
55 now. Who knows?
I think it was maybe before. You know how long it's been since he's been in the building? 50 years, a lifetime.
It's a lifetime.
That's how long it's been.
Sam McDowell will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk all things Kansas City sports. We'll change it up.
There aren't many times when you have an in-person guest in successive hours that bear less of a physical resemblance than Tim Grunhard and Sam McDowell.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Let's get a photo that we can tweet out.
That is the number. That is not even the number 10. I don't know what it is.
We know that McDowell will be wearing a medium.
Yep.
We're giving it too much credit. A small sweater.
Yes.
When he gets here, showcasing the guns. And Tim owns no sleeves.
Yes.
So he'll be showcasing his guns in his way.
Somehow keep getting larger.
So we'll compare and contrast. We have the changeover between 3 and 4.
Always a hoot.
I think that's a great idea. Oh, man. Dynamite drop.
How are you two people the same species?
Dude.
Much less.
Adam Rittenberg is going to be with us.
Yep.
ESPN senior college football writer. We like to talk to college athletics in the 5 on Tuesdays.
I don't know how big he is. I've never seen him in person. So.
I bet not that big.
Probably not.
Can we get a height and weight? Can you get to the bottom of that, Adam? Put the kid on it. Adam Rittenberg, height and weight.
That's not a bad...
Search it. Rittenberg.
His shoulder up photo that you get on the Google machine... It suggests he's not. He's closer to McDowell than Grunhard. Put it that way.
I'm gonna go 5'10", 175.
So the average human male.
I think that's pretty good.
All right. Very average-ish.
Yep.
That's where I'm gonna go.
I buy it.
And by the way, if you find a site, bookmark it because it has everything. Why anybody would have the height and weight of Adam Rittenberg is beyond me. So this is really a fool's errand we've sent you on, Hermit. But if you find it, bookmark it, because there's some stuff on that site.
Just because it's probably impossible to verify one way or the other, I'm going 7'10", 840.
Yeah. I have not watched the race yet, so no one spoil it.
Okay, Danny.
The Chinese Grand Prix was live at 2 a.m. local time. And I was up late enough to watch the pre-race stuff. I like my F1. For people that don't know it, it's a Chinese Grand Prix. They do a, I don't know if they did it before NASCAR or NASCAR did it before them, but before the race, I like to walk along where all the cars are parked on the track and talk to the people, talk to the pit crews, talk to the drivers, talk to luminaries that are there. Remember, that's where at the Miami Grand Prix 2 years ago, somebody went up to Paulo Banchero and said, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
That's what we got, Patrick Mahomes here. I'm not Patrick Mahomes. Oh, who are you? I'm Paulo Banchero. Going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Or had been
that.
The number one
That's
pick.
Funny.
But you know that little thing they do?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could say no. I know you don't watch racing.
I've seen that part of it. I know what you're talking about.
So, I don't know who was first, but both NASCAR and F1 do it. Who do you think was sauntering by at the Chinese Grand Prix?
Travis Kelce.
So you know, is in China.
True. Travis Kelce.
No. The key part, Chinese Grand Prix.
Laird Veach.
Going with a former Houston Rocket.
Yao Ming. Yao.
So Yao was there. He answered like one question. They're like, man, F1's huge here. You know, can Zhou... Zhou Guanzhou, who's one of the drivers, he's a Chinese driver, one of the 20 F1 drivers, so only 20 seats. Can he do for F1 popularity in China what you did for basketball? And he's like, you know, he leans down and goes, what? Literally, that's my own comedy there. Hope that works. By the way, the joke we told Blair that we got from the video, I told that
this morning. Yeah.
I told that at the Breakfast Club.
Oh, really?
They had a guy tell some jokes, and they were down that road.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Okay.
Why not?
Let's let this fly.
That's funny.
It got good. It got but a lot of laughter,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's what all good comedy needs to have, a little bit of a, ooh.
No, but after he said what, he leaned down, and he's like, yeah, well, the race has been here for 20 years. It's like, he was kind of Jim Harbaugh, like, I'm not just giving you flowers here, right? Like, I'm going to make you work.
That's funny.
You know, and Zhou, by the way, drives for like one of the worst teams and finishes at the back all the time. And he's like, I was waiting for him to go, you know, I'm Yao Ming.
Right.
I won the ninth guy off the bench. Like, I was Yao freaking Ming.
Would have been something if he called him Patrick Mahomes, though.
The rest of the time, they would follow around and they're doing, and then they show Yao again. And like,
you forget what
one of the guys,
enormous that, human being,
the guy who used to be on the Heineken commercials. Mm-hmm. You probably have to watch racing to see him, but Nico Rosberg, who's a former F1 champion, like, he was trying to talk about the cars, and then he just, I mean, God, look how big he is. Just kept coming back to him.
You'd have to.
Man, look at him. Like, he's just, look how big he is. It's like, okay.
7'7".
Yeah.
Or 7'6", or wherever he was.
So, I had a point. I don't know how I got there.
Did he relive the story Shaq told during his Hall of Fame induction? You've heard that one, haven't you?
Yes, but I don't remember.
First time he realized that he could speak. Shaq was telling a story. He says, you know, we're playing for 3 or 4 years in the league, and we're playing the Rockets. And he goes, my yeah, hits me with a real sweet turnaround, bang, bang, turnaround shot. And I said, nice shot, Yao. And he says, thank you, my brother. I'm like, wait a minute. Yao, you understand English? He's like, I've been here for 5 years. Of course I understand English. You just never talk to me.
He had a great line.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Yao had
his English was fantastic.
He had a great line during his Hall of Fame induction. He got inducted in the same year as Allen Iverson, and Yao was the first person to speak at the ceremony, and he said, I can't believe that they let me speak before the great Allen Iverson. I thought Allen Iverson should have gone first because I actually had to practice.
That's what I'm saying. He was a bright guy. He's like, listen, don't give me this softball. Right. Give me this generic, like, you might as well have said, talk about racing.
Right. Exactly.
One of the best was like,
Yao, cargo fast, huh?
He really did. He sat
vroom,
there,
vroom.
Stand there. So, what? It's a classic. Classic. All right, let's get to the biggest news. We're going to get to
By the way, one more point about the Chinese Grand Prix.
Oh, you're a fan now.
Well, it's the one thing everyone knows about it.
I haven't watched the race. Don't spoil it.
I couldn't
possibly guess who won. By the way, for the 2% of our F1 fans out there, they know that's funny because one guy wins all of them. So, anyway.
Is it an hour after the race is over, you need to watch another race? Chinese food joke. An hour after it's done, you need more racing.
Well, I thought you were going to. They had what's called a sprint race as part of qualifying, and I thought you were referencing.
No, it was Chinese food.
Lame Chinese food joke.
Yes.
Okay.
That's dad humor.
Well, it's, you know, I heard they named a new dish after you. Oh, wow. It's called On Too Long.
But it's tasty.
Get it? Curtis's On Too Long. Mm. It's always better when you describe the joke.
It's true. It's always
explaining
the punchline.
You have to diagram it. That's always the best humor.
How about the Chinese dish, coke some more, which I hear is now Reed's favorite dish as of last night.
Oh.
Hello. Nice segue there.
Yeah. Punchline is not so funny when it's your mom, is it? Right? That's the punchline. That actually is a punchline. Pretty good one.
Extra cheese on the cheeseburgers now for Andy. He can afford it.
Listen, couple things. one, like, I do I tell me, I don't usually talk about other media at all unless it's to reference and quote their stuff. Is that correct?
Right. Correct. You're not a,
you know,
how about this?
Say on the zone, there was this, you know, even here on our own station. Like, I don't, you know, it's just kind of the way I go about doing things. And I even heard it on, I was listening to ESPN radio here on 810 over the weekend, and one of the guys up there started lighting a guy up, and I'm like, meh. I mean, I agree with your premise about why you're lighting the guy up, but I'm like, kind of unbecoming. I don't get it. You know, probably shouldn't do that. But let me say this. Mike Florio's an ass. Okay? I'm going to light somebody up. Mike Florio from, what is it, NBC Football Talk or Pro Football Talk?
Yeah.
You know, the announcement today, and I shouldn't do this because I'm, the story is that the big three of the Chiefs, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, and Mark Donovan, all signed extensions with the Chiefs. But if you recall, for the last 2 years, last two Super Bowls, Jay Glazer, who I bring up just to quote, 2 years ago said Andy Reid's thinking about retirement going into that Super Bowl. And then this past year, Mike Florio, even earlier, like before they'd even gotten down to Vegas, you know, they were still in Kansas City. The Chiefs are preparing for Andy Reid's retirement, to which we came on here and said, that's a joke. He's not, unless he's got health problems, which I don't believe. Did you see that fly out of my mouth?
I did not. I heard it.
Adam,
I didn't see it.
Wow.
I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. It happens.
Hang on. I don't want to short-circuit my
computer.
Herman,
get the Windex, would you?
Remember the pandemic days?
Yeah,
Lysol,
yes,
everything. And,
right.
We'll need it landed on my computer, not on the table.
That's good.
So Steven or anyone coming in tonight, don't worry, land it on my computer.
It's actually an entire half sandwich from Good Sense. You should chew more, dude.
Anyway, you know, we said at that time, this is ridiculous, unless Andy Reid has some health problems that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that to be the case. I spoke with people around the team. That was the case that I was told. Like, if Andy Reid's thinking about retiring, it's news to me. People that would be in the inkling, and yet Mike Florio wrote this and then jousted with Kansas City people on Twitter and in a subsequent story and tried to say that this was legit. And, of course, it was written in that, like, ambiguous, triple-qualified sense. Andy Reid was never considering retirement. Did Andy Reid's attorney or agent, you know, say to Clark Hunt, "Hey, it's time for an extension. Let's be big about it. Let's do it right. We're playing in our next Super Bowl. We're getting ready to play for a second championship, and obviously, since then, has won a second championship. The number is going to be large, and you know, if you don't want to go there, Andy, you know, he can retire. He's old enough. He's got enough money. He can retire. I don't know. Maybe." But was Andy Reid sitting there, hand on chin, stewing? Well, let me make a list. Here, so now I've got to be in Ron Reagan. You know, we'll put a list over here of the positives, and I'll put a list over here of the negatives, and then I'll see what it is. No! No. Andy Reid is a football coach that enjoys coaching football. He enjoys standing watch on the preeminent franchise in the National Football League, which makes it the preeminent franchise in American sports and one of the top globally, right? EPL champion might be tops, right, globally. But it's one of the top franchises, and Andy Reid is the kingpin. He's not walking from that. At least not right now. And I don't believe until he's not healthy enough to do it. Now, that doesn't mean he'll be on his deathbed and be like Bear Bryant and die, or Joe Paterno, weeks after leaving the job. There may be a time where he's like, I physically, it's too hard to get up and down stairs, out on the practice field. I don't feel safe trying to get out of the way a 300-pound man crashing on the sideline anymore. I can't protect myself. No. Right? Like, I'm not doing it anymore. That is what Andy Reid, that's when he will quit.
Yeah. I can't physically do the job up to my standards.
Now, let me be clear. He is a competitor. So if you lowball him and think that, Well, he loves coaching Patrick Mahomes. He's got his right-hand man, one of his proteges, and Brett Veach working with him. He's got all kinds of guys he's coached with for years. He's got his crew. Let's see if he'll take a couple million less. Don't do that. That would be dumb. Because I think Andy Reid, like I said, is a competitor on all degrees. Does Andy Reid need the money? No, he doesn't need it. Does he want it? I don't know. I don't care how big your house is. Listen, I've owned two houses in my life. I was perfectly content with the house I rented with. Then I had to get bigger because I got married. And my wife said, hey, we're not living in that. I'd still like that rental house. But I'm joking about it, but when we went to buy it, I bought a little bit bigger house than what I had lived in. And then when we moved, I bought a little bit bigger house. Did I need it? No. There's nothing wrong with the old house, but this house we like better. And it was a little bit bigger. I didn't need it. We're talking about thousands of dollars, not millions of dollars. Does Andy Reid need another place in L.A. or need a place in Hawaii or I don't know where he goes to vacation? Does he need a bigger boat? Does he need a bigger motorcycle? Does he need a faster car? Does he need time on a bigger private jet? Anybody run into Andy Reid getting on the plane? I've never had to look over and go, I'm A56. What are you, coach? Never had to do that.
No.
And I doubt anybody in this town has either. Right? Or watch Andy get on. Well, first class passengers can board at their leisure. Oh, look, there goes Coach Reid. I know of no one. So I'm pretty sure he flies private planes. Could he fly a bigger plane? A fancier plane? Could he own his own plane? Yes. There's always something else. So don't mess with the man and his money, because the money's the scorecard that says, I win. Right? That's important. Does he have to be the highest paid coach? There are stories out there saying he is. There are stories saying he went from $12.5 million to $18 million. There's some saying he's now at $20 million. There's some saying that what Bill Belichick was at $25 million. I don't know if any of those numbers are true. And I don't know that he has to be the top dog, but you're not going to get him for 60 cents on the dollar. And I think Clark Hunt is a smart enough businessman and will spend, maybe not on chairs in the locker room, right? But he will spend on people who get it done. And I'm quite confident Andy Reid is one of, if not the highest paid coach in the NFL. And I don't think he'd be here if he wasn't, right? I just don't. From what I heard about his time when he was being wooed by multiple teams, like, well, are they going to pay me? You know, what, you know, the going rate was part of, like, the Arizona Cardinals. When the Chiefs got him, they didn't bid $4 million less than the Arizona Cardinals. Okay? So the money is there, and it's because it's a scorecard, and it's because he's a competitor. And if he didn't think that way, you don't want him as your coach. You don't want him as your coach. And Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil went to like $4 million or $6 million. I can't remember what the number was while he was here. He went towards the top. That's how you know the fire is still there. If Andy Reid doesn't have to have the biggest check at some point to validate the job he's done, then you don't want him. So I'm quite confident he's the highest paid or close enough to whatever reason or with enough guaranteed money or whatever, enough perks that he is satisfied that he is being taken care of in accordance with what he has accomplished. Brett Veach, different story. Mark Donovan, obviously lesser on the business side. We don't talk about Mark Donovan as much as we do Brett Veach here. But I'm sure those guys are at or near the top of their game. Do they deserve it?
Yes.
I think so. everybody easily says Andy deserves it. Although someone might say, listen, anyone with Patrick Mahomes would have won at least two of those three Super Bowls. They were all one-score games. So I wouldn't go there, right? I don't think so. Has the personnel decisions been such that Brett Veach deserves to be one of the highest paid executives, if not the highest paid executive? Yeah. The two most expensive quarterbacks in the history of championship football in the NFL are Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes, right? By cap percentage and total dollars. You've game the game when you're Brett Veach and you figured out how to put enough talent around him to make that work.
It's set up for teams like the Chiefs not to be successful. And beyond being successful, they achieve the ultimate success in back-to-back seasons.
I don't know what Veach is getting paid, but it'd be $250,000 more a year if he drafted DK Metcalf.
Possibly. Probably.
Yeah.
By his own accord.
Yep.
by his own accord. So, you know, to me, listen, and yes, he's admitted DK Metcalf was right now the one that
got
away.
Hashtag sarcasm.
Yeah, hashtag sarcasm. But he's admitted it. Yes, he's not foolproof, and his job is not one where you bet 1,000 or 990. You don't want to bet 300, but, you know, his job is one that, you know, it's as much about the cap management. And listen, he's going to get a test. He lost Ryan Poles a couple of years ago. He lost Brant Tillis to the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
That was his kind of go-to cap guy. So, you know, have they developed the front office people underneath them? Was there an assistant cap guy who's now ready to be the cap guy? Is there a new hotshot talent evaluator? Or maybe Brett Veach goes, okay, I do more cap and more pro personnel because I got this rock star college guy over here, and I'll let him do it. I don't know. That's for Brett Veach to figure out. But trust me, he's figured it out. And they've taken his guys, and he's kept winning. So we've always talked about it. You know, Dabo Sweeney, we're still waiting on. Can Dabo do it without all his guys? So far, no. Right, that's the ultimate test. When your guys leave and you keep winning, that's the test. Kirby Smart's a badass, but Nick Saban kept winning even after Kirby Smart went to Georgia. Right, he's turned over all those spots and kept winning. Brett Veach is now doing that. So, yes, he deserves it. The guy who's tougher is Mark Donovan. Does he deserve the check? I'm not really qualified to say. I don't see their books. But I know that they've been able to generate enough revenue in one of the smallest markets that they're able to pay the biggest star in the game. They're able to add talent around him. They're able to, at least with Patrick Mahomes in place, attract talent, give enough money to attract talent to build a championship club. He's built an environment on the business side, which don't kid yourself. The football side has to work with the business side. He's built an environment on the business side that hasn't pissed off the football side. Right? Because let's be clear. If Mark Donovan were on Andy Reid's shoulder every day, like, can you do this or can you do that or can I do this or can I do that so we can help sell some tickets? Like, don't kid yourself, Andy Reid stopping by an office and telling somebody it'd be great if you bought that suite would really go a long way towards selling the suite. Well, Mark Donovan hasn't done that, as far as I know, right? So if Andy Reid didn't like working with Mark Donovan because the business side does have to work with the football side, Mark Donovan wouldn't be there. So Mark Donovan's proven he can play nice with the football side. And certainly when you see the celebrations, they all seem to be pals. It's a great group, and they stay in place. Listen, there will come a time when, by age, Andy Reid, Mark Donovan, and Brett Veach will grow too old to do the job. It happens to all of us. That day is later and later in life. We've learned a lot of things about staying active and staying in the mix of things. So I don't think we're on the edge of mental aptitude being an issue for any of them. Andy Reid, I think, is the oldest.
Yeah.
Donovan looks like he was a...
He does, since he's 40.
Watch and sport coat model back in the day. Tall, thin guy. Damn it. Not that I'm jealous. I'm just saying.
58.
Okay, so he's 58.
Yeah.
Andy's, what, 65 now? 66?
Andy's 66, I think.
And where's Veach? 48, 49?
Let's see.
He's older than you think.
Brett Veach is 46.
46. Sorry, Brett.
Just turned 46 in December.
So, listen, they've got a great group. And, you know, I would ask this question. Who's out first? Who leaves their current job first? How old did you say Donovan is? 58?
58.
At 58, I think 8 years ago he was one of the front-running candidates to be the next commissioner of football. Since then, the Chiefs have had incredible success. He's done nothing to hurt his candidacy. But I don't know that the owners will want to hire a guy that they go, well, how many years does he have?
Yeah.
I would say he's got at least 12 years.
And where has his success been other than working?
Well, he's got a very decorated career.
But the biggest
successes are here. Yeah. But this is a job that could springboard you. But I don't know, because of how long Goodell has stayed in that job, that would be open. Brett Veach, why would Brett Veach leave? Right, again, all these guys, it's if you don't pay them. But based on the fact that they just signed right now, says Clark Hunt is paying competitive top of the food chain wages.
Yep.
So why would any of them leave if salary's not an issue? The one guy you land on is Brett Veach, right? Would he want to go and be the guy who does it without Andy Reid? Does he want to make his own mark? Well, as long as he's in Kansas City, he's kind of in the shadow of Andy Reid. And my answer to that would be, I don't think so. Because he understands that without an Andy Reid, without a Patrick Mahomes, you don't win. And championships are the ultimate legacy. There was a time when a guy had been voted NFL Executive of the Year 3 or 4 times and had 3 Super Bowl rings and was running the personnel department in the shadow of a head coach that was clearly considered to be the big dog. And he decided, I want to head out on my own. And Scott Pioli will analyze the NFL draft this week on the NFL Network. After not being given another GM job since leaving Kansas City, he was an assistant GM with Thomas Dimitroff down in Atlanta, where he was second fiddle. Brett Veach need only look down the hall to some of the photos that are on the wall to know I got it pretty good. If I'm getting paid, maybe I don't get the accolades, but you draft a talent that sends a team to the Super Bowl and wins it 3 times, sends it to it 4 times, and are going to add on to that, you're probably going to hear your name inducted at Cooperstown one day down the road. Why would you give that up? You give it up if you have little man's disease and you want to be the guy. I don't think that's Brett Veach. So, listen, not at any time was Andy Reid considering retirement, in my opinion. In his heart, could his agent have floated something by somebody? Yes, he could have. Did he? I doubt it, because Clark Hunt's smart enough to know, I ain't messing with what ain't broke. And that's why they're all here. So listen, this is dog bites man. This is not shocking that these extensions happened. But let's at least take a moment to acknowledge that what has happened is what needs to happen for a team to continue to enjoy the kind.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind: integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call, 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing, integrity matters.
Of success that it's enjoyed up until now. All right, I babbled for quite a while. We'll open the phone lines if you got something to say. 913-310-810, the phone number. 913-310-810. Who do you think will be leaving first?
I think it's Reid. To me, to my mind, it's the only answer, because I don't think he's the one guy who would leave for something other than another opportunity, because he's 66 and because he has battled some issues health-wise. He's had the physical knee. And that's not going to get any better at 60 in his 70, as he gets closer to 70 with the size. He's a smaller guy than he was when he first got here, but he's still a large guy. And speaking of someone who's 58 years old and has been heavy my whole life, or most of my adult life, after a while, you start noticing things. You're like, I didn't really hurt my knee, but suddenly my knee hurts. And it's because I've been carrying 300-plus pounds for 40 years or 30 years. That has a weight. So if I don't think either one of the other two are going to make a move until as long as Andy Reid is here. The minute Andy Reid leaves, then the other two, Mark Donovan and Brett Veach, might think, all right, let me see what we can do without it. I don't see either one of those guys leaving as long as Reid's a head coach.
Yeah, I would agree, unless, like I said, I think Mark Donovan would be a viable candidate for commissioner.
Oh, sure.
And if he got that offer, would he want it? I don't know. You'd have to ask Mark Donovan.
That's a big check.
It's a big check.
And you don't ever get fired.
I don't know what he thinks.
It's almost like being a Supreme Court justice. Has anybody ever been fired from that position?
Well, I think he works with a principal owner and a family. That's probably one of the better ownership groups to work for.
For sure.
And work alongside and do a lot of the day-to-day work. There aren't 31 Hunt families. And there might be 2 or 3 that are better. Probably not more than two or three if there are 2 or 3. Yeah. I don't know what he thinks of the owners, but I know people that are in the ownership meetings, and it's a freaking zoo. So if you're making good change here, doing stuff and settled in, why would you take that gig? I can't see him.
There's a reason that the job pays the money it pays.
It's... Well, and the Chiefs just lost Ted Cruz, their vice president of communications, to the Bears. And he's now assistant, or maybe he's vice president. It's a bigger title, whatever it is, with more responsibility. It feels like he's more Mark Donovan-ish. Not all the way to Mark Donovan, who I think carries... Does he carry CEO and president titles, or
not
just president?
Clark is the CEO.
Clark's the CEO.
And
okay.
Ted Cruz is president, CEO, and chief administrative officer.
Okay, so with the Bears.
Yeah. That's
and so they did just lose one of their lieutenants, and I don't know that they'll probably bump somebody up within. I don't think they'll
I'm
carry.
I'm sorry. Special advisor, too.
Okay.
That's important.
It is.
Someone, wait a minute. That's really high.
Right.
Special advisor to the president, CEO, and chief administrative officer.
Which makes him like second in command of business, near as I can tell, right?
I'm sure
a slant towards the PR side.
Yeah.
That line of people in Christmas Vacation walking behind the big boss, he's the first behind the big boss.
It says he'll oversee all corporate and football communications as well as the digital and social media content and production brand creative departments.
So he left... There was a job. I don't know that there is another job, you know, unless you're like, I don't know where Mark's from originally. I know he went to college at Brown.
His Wikipedia page says Pittsburgh. I don't know how long he spent in Pittsburgh, but that's where he was born.
Did he want to go home to the Steelers? Does being in New York and running the Jets or Giants, you know, could you give him a little more responsibility? Maybe. If I had to place odds on it, I think the heavy favorite would be Andy because of his age. And at some point, enough's enough. Second odds, it'd probably be Donovan, and third would be Veach.
Yeah.
I could also see, now I don't know Mark
Donovan.
Because
I think it's, at some point, don't you think, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm good at it. Veach getting, I don't think Veach needs to go someplace to be the guy, because I think he can see being the guy here. And whoever is the next head coach, if Brett Veach is here, I think we'll answer to Brett Veach.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they'll be like, this is a problem, or maybe there'll be a power struggle on down the road. But I don't think that's another reason why I don't think Veach will leave, because he can see that day over the horizon.
They won't have the same organizational structure under the coach.
Yeah.
I obviously don't know Mark Donovan, but I could just see him being second also. I agree. I think it's Reed first, Mark Donovan second, because I could see at 58 – in 5 years, Mark Donovan, I mean, a lot of people retire at 63. I don't know that he would, because he seems to love his job, and people like that seem to love to stay busy. But I'm just saying, I think he's a retirement candidate as well, and I'm basing that exclusively on age, not on knowledge of the situation.
And to kind of concretize a point you've made, there are more different...
What?
Make it more concrete. I used a Danny word there.
Yeah.
There are more.
I thought I knew, but I just wanted to make sure.
There are a larger variety of positions he could go to from where he's at than I think Brett Veach.
Yeah.
Brett Veach is going to be a personnel type guy in the National Football League. Mark Donovan can do probably a half a dozen different things that aren't even involved with the
NFL. Conference commissioner in college if you wanted.
Yeah. Why would you want to leave? To try to recreate what you have. Well, you know, I just got to go somewhere where I can find a kick-ass head coach and a badass quarterback. Oh, wait. Hang on. Let me keep driving into the office. It's waiting for me when I get there. I think that's of note. All right. Let's... we'll put that to the side. It's good news. It shows that things are operating well. Like the timing is good before the draft. And by the way, they announced an extension to Patrick Mahomes months before this, right? Wasn't it like last August that the reworked deal was announced for Patrick Mahomes? So if you want to talk about all the power structure, it's all in place, which makes it perfect for the move to San Antonio or Austin when the Chiefs move down there, right? No.
Conspiracy.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not yet.
Let's check with Florio.
Not yet. So. Yeah, we'll see what he says. We'll ask Sam McDowell about that a little bit later on. Laird Veach was announced today. We talked about the rumors yesterday.
Veach and Veach. It's already created confusion amongst our trio.
As we were talking, like, what are you talking about? We're talking about
Brett Veach, right?
Oh,
yeah, the lead's
I was talking
Veach.
About Laird Veach. Laird and
with,
Brett.
With a T.
If we refer to them as Laird and Brett, it's not because we're on first name basis.
Yes.
We just are trying to keep it straight.
Yes. Veach with a T.
With a T is at Mizzou. Which I'll reiterate, if you missed the program yesterday, I'm not sure why it took so long. When Gabe Yarman came on, and we're going to talk to Gabe tomorrow. Gabe Yarman came on the first day of full squads at spring training and announced Laird Veach top guy. Why it took this long, I don't know. We gave you scenarios. Either one, they wouldn't provide what he thought was necessary to make it effective, or they didn't ask him. Either way, I don't care. If you got to the best guy, if it took 2 months, so what? You got to the best guy. But think about this, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll answer this question. When it's all said and done, what makes Laird Veach, what makes his tenure at Missouri a success? What has to be accomplished on his watch to go, Laird Veach is a success? Jason Anderson had the stat. In the last, they've had, what, four ADs in the last 8 years?
Yes.
Which Sterling noted is even more ADs than Jason Anderson has had co-hosts. And that's making an effort. That guy can drive some people out of the building.
Yes.
Drove poor Corey Anderson clear to Utah.
Almost out of the country.
That's a joke, by the way, people. It's a joke. But it is accurate as far as the numbers.
Kidding on the square.
Was Desiree Reed-Francois a success at Mizzou?
No.
No. Now, was she a failure? No.
No.
She was an incomplete. But Mizzou's had a number of incompletes, and at some point they need a success.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind: integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call, 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing, integrity matters.
What will be a success? We talk about it next. You're listening to the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Petro Siebel, Trevetto with you. Here on a Tuesday, Grunny, Tim Grunhart. If he can find the place, will join us in our next hour. But you know he's cussing my name.
Probably
right now.
Rolling his eyes.
As he's listening. No doubt. He never misses. Listens on the app when he's in Florida. When he's traveling overseas. Always listening. We'll get into some football talk with Timmy here in a minute. But real quick, before I go to John, what makes Laird Veach a success? You're the resident Mizzou fan. What will make his tenure a success? You know what I'm going to say.
Final Four.
Final Four is a must.
Yes.
Don't screw up football and go to a Final Four.
Yes.
I mean, that has to be fixed. There's no reason. That's such a great fan base.
Yeah.
That's clearly putting money into the program. Take that away so that you don't have to hear crap from your Kansas fans. What is it? Twice a week, Dravetta's like, never been to a Final Four, Curtis.
Yes. Every other day, generally. He'll just focus in and go, no Final Four.
That's not true.
No.
But there are Mizzou fans that have to hear that. There's no reason for a program that established and a department that good and with the kind of money that's flowing for them to not be in a Final Four. To me, it is mission number one.
Yeah, they have the most Elite Eight appearances for a Power Five school that has not gone to the Final Four. That needs to get, and we've seen recently what eight teams in the last, since 2017, eight different schools have made their first Final Four appearance ever, and seven others have made their first Final Four appearance in 40 years. That's 15 of the 28 teams had not been to the Final Four in four decades. You can't be on that list anymore.
913-3810-810. John, you're on the program. What's going on, John?
Hi. I was going to ask you. So on Thursday, I do think that I've seen a lot of NFL mock drafts showing that that Darius Robinson is projected to go into the first round of the NFL draft. And I would like to think that maybe the Kansas City Chiefs might have a chance, but I do think that, if I'm not mistaken, the Chiefs have moved up their draft pick to 17. So that might be out of the question. But do you think that Darius Robinson might have a shot at being in the first round? And do you think that'll probably be either the Detroit Lions or possibly the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, I think he's got a great shot, John, at being in the first round. And thank you for the call. I think he's one of the top defensive linemen in this class.
I haven't seen a single mock in the last 2 weeks where he isn't in the first round.
Yeah, I think... Listen, he is the new. He's definitely fits Brett.
Oh my goodness,
Steve Spagnuolo's group. He's exactly what he wants. Long, kind of a tweener, a hybrid. You know, there was a time people would be like, "Was he a D tackle or is he a D end?" Yes, right. Yes, and if you can scheme, you can use that kind of athlete.
Yep.
He's not a off the edge Derek Thomas, he's quick twitch guy.
Diet Alden Smith.
But yeah, and listen, with time, if you put him with Chris Jones and he goes and works out like Chris Jones, could he build himself up into a Chris Jones? Chris Jones had to kind of lean down a little bit, but he's also widened up the shoulders, and you know, he's become a tremendous workout warrior. You put him next to Chris Jones and he learns how Chris Jones works. Yeah, he could be one of the elite. You know, he's quick at D tackle and he's strong and big at D end. And he's long the way a guy like Steve Spagnuolo likes him. I will be very surprised if an athlete like that does not go in the first round. Where he goes, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be there for the Chiefs.
All right, who's the only Royal to homer in his first career World Series at bat? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.